Remember the Russian Ministry of Defense claim that it destroyed all naval drones that tried to attack the Ivan Kurz reconnaissance ship? Well, it turned out, at least, one naval drone managed to reach the ship. What damage it inflicted is not known. Russians are caught lying again. And major Russian Z channels are posting this video claiming that the ship is okay. What's wrong here, your guess? Well, the video is from winter, when the ship was passing through Bosporus Straits. Yesterday, the Russian Navy claimed Ukraine had unsuccessfully sent kamikaze boats to sink the Russian ship Ivan Kurz. Based on all that we saw, we can assume that the ship is damaged, only we don't know in what extent. Putin's regime is recalling some units out of occupied Ukraine back to Russia to defend the border after multiple successful incursions in Belgorod and Kursk by anti-Putin Russian units. Seen here are T-90 tanks loaded up on the train. And there is information that large convoys of Russian military equipment have been moving through Starobilsk, Chervonodon. Putin probably made the decision to strengthen the defense of Belgorod, Bryansk, and Kursk regions after successful operation of Russian partisans in Belgorod region. This means that Russian front lines in Luhansk and Donetsk region might weaken. We will see what happens next, but these are signs that the Belgorod raid achieved its goals. Governor of Belgorod region Gladkov urged hunters and other civilians in possession of weapons not to use them on saboteurs and partisans. It seems the mistrust between Russian authorities and population is getting deeper. People don't believe they will be protected by authorities and want to keep themselves safe. Russian authorities are afraid of losing control and are scared the weapons can be turned against them if the situation worsens. Class bit of acting here. Russian propaganda at its finest. Out of shot will be a tomato ketchup bottle they've just used. Lots of smoke around the Ministry of Defense building in Moscow and toxic smell of burning plastic reported. The cause is unknown for now.
Запах гари ужасный.
Several Ukrainian officials are saying that the counteroffensive has begun. While we don't know, is this just a psychological warfare? There are increasing reports of explosions along the Zaporizhia front, as in Melitopol and Tokmak, by rocket artillery such as HIMARS, GMLRs, and others. After the Battle of Bakhmut ended, the Ukrainian army and the Wagner group exchanged prisoners of war. 106 Ukrainians were freed from captivity. Impressive. The 10 Ukrainian and Russian armored personnel carriers with white flags. Prigozhin said two of Wagner mercenaries will remain in Bakhmut and asked them not to hurt the military. Do you think Wagner leaving Bakhmut might become a turning point on the front lines?
И два человека, которых мы оставляем военных. Подойдите ко мне, парни. Бибер и Долик. Вот это Бибер, вот это Долик. Поэтому как только военным будет трудно, то они встанут и преградят путь украинской армии. Парни, не обижайте военных. Ладно?
Хорошо.
Все. Если что, они вместе с ними.
Russian propagandist Skabayeva discusses events in Belgorod region. Conclusions. Territorial guard squads need to be launched in border regions of Russia and people must be armed. From Kyiv in 3 days to we need to arm people in Russia.
А если попрут на Россию, мы вообще насколько серьезно к этому относимся? Причем попрут на ту часть России, которую признает Россией даже Запад. Я имею в виду наши приграничные как раз регионы.
Ну, на самом деле, я полагаю, что наше руководство извлечет серьезный урок из того, что произошло в Белгородской области днями раньше. И будут сделаны совершенно правильные выводы из того, что произошло, будут, скажем, ну, исправлены ошибки, которые были допущены. И, на мой взгляд, нужно вернуться к вопросу о создании отрядов теробороны, просвещение населения и, собственно говоря, инструктажа, и, возможно, до вооружения этих отрядов огнестрельным оружием.
Я так понимаю, что по последним данным, возможно, абсолютно все. Не хочется никого запугивать, надо просто быть готовыми. Я имею в виду и Белгородскую область, и Брянскую, и Курскую.
Over Western Bakhmut, Donetsk Oblast, a $400 Ukrainian FPV loitering munition intercepts a $10,000 Russian DJI Matrice 30 quadcopter. Russia has installed enormous amounts of tank obstacles in the form of so-called dragon's teeth, and they seem to be an important part of their defense facilities. Here, a British Challenger 2 tank, which is also coming to Ukraine, shows how to care for a dragon's tooth. Spanish servicemen cry when Ukrainian servicemen leave the training site in Spain, where they have recently finished their training courses.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.
Every day, we had a guy last week, it's 6 rescues in 6 days. You know, he's doing the job every day.